Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Tuesday, June 8th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news today, the city of Wauchula will be removing, prepping, and repouring hazardous sidewalks at Oak Street Park as part of a two-day project. A section of the park will be marked off for your safety. They appreciate your understanding. And in nearby Polk County, Sheriff Grady Judd briefed the media this morning from the scene of a homicide investigation. Around 9:40 p.m. last night, the Polk County Sheriff's Office Emergency Communications Center received a 911 call from Gordon Heights Park near Bartow in reference to a shooting. When deputies arrived on scene, they located 17-year-old Tiger Taguri of Bartow, deceased in the driver's seat of a red Chevrolet Silverado truck. A female witness was in the passenger seat and told deputies that Tiger was hanging out with her in Lakeland earlier in the evening when he asked her if she wanted to go for a ride. They ended up at this park where she had not been before. She was not quite sure where they were. He told her when they arrived that he was going to sell marijuana to some guys. The witness then saw several unknown black males approach the truck, open both doors, and begin shooting the victim. Multiple firearms were discharged and Tiger was shot multiple times. The witness, miraculously, was not hit by any bullets. The suspects then fled the scene, and the victim's truck has been towed to the Polk County Sheriff's Office crime scene for processing. Polk County Sheriff's Office is seeking information about this homicide. If you have any information, please contact Heartland Crime Stoppers at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477, and you will be eligible for a cash reward, and you will remain completely anonymous. You can also submit tips at HeartlandCrimeStoppers.com or from a cell phone by dialing **TIPS. Your local events next Tuesday, June 15th, is the Law Enforcement Torch Run supporting Special Olympics Florida. Photos will be taken at 10:30 a.m. and the event begins at 11. The Torch Run begins behind the old junior high school at 230 South Florida Avenue and ends at Main Street Heritage Park, 209 West Main Street here in Wauchula. Your jobs here in the area, Central Florida Neuropsychology is looking for a patient discharge associate. A high school diploma or GED is preferred. Boaters World Marine Centers is looking for a fiberglass and gel coat technician. A high school diploma or GED and driver's license are preferred. And Save-A-Lot is looking for a store manager. 1 year of grocery retail management and customer service experience are preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. Your weather conditions, a few clouds, the temperature 86 degrees Fahrenheit with a dew point at 70, relative humidity 59%, heat index is 91, wind southeast at 13 miles per hour, visibility is 10 miles, and the altimeter at 30.19 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:45 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with a 30% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, lows in the lower 70s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, mostly sunny in the morning, then partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. And Wednesday night, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Demand for lumber products rose sharply during the pandemic and has remained high, and California timber operators say they're still trying to catch up with demand. People who stayed home during the pandemic took on home repairs they'd been putting off, and timber market analysts say they expect that demand will continue for a few months but may tail off as stay-at-home orders relax. In response to the ransomware attack on JBS, the world's largest meat processor, USDA is working with the White House, Homeland Security, JBS, and others, offering assistance to mitigate potential supply and price issues. USDA is encouraging several U.S. meat processors to accommodate additional capacity where possible, stressing the importance of keeping supply moving. USDA is asking food and ag companies to take necessary steps to protect their IT and supply chain infrastructure. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association led a letter with support of 37 state cattle organizations urging the House and Senate Ag Committee leaders to address critical areas of concern in the cattle and beef industry. Those areas include expanding beef processing capacity, strengthening the beef processing workforce, increased transparency by authorizing livestock mandatory reporting, reforming Product of USA labeling, and proper oversight of cattle market players. This comes as cattle producers across the country express mounting frustration at the persistent imbalance in the markets.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Wildlife officials are warning that tegu, a South American lizard that can grow up to 4 feet long, continue to spread across the southeast. The Argentine black and white tegu has been introduced through the pet trade and has established breeding populations in Florida, Alabama, and other southeast states. Tegus can be voracious eaters and pose a threat to native wildlife as well as agriculture. The Georgia Department of Natural Resources and the University of Georgia Cooperative Extension are working to find and remove the big South American lizards from the wild. They say the public's help remains critical.
It has become established as an exotic invasive species in several sites in South Florida, and we now believe in the Toombs and Tattnall County area of Georgia. We're trying to remove them from the wild because they can have negative impacts on our native species. They eat just about anything they want, plant and animal matter.
Georgia DNR wildlife biologist John Jensen says they are asking anyone who comes across a tegu in the wild to report the location so they can focus their trapping resources.
Additionally, if you're able to safely and humanely dispatch of the animal, we encourage that and we want that information too.
The large lizards are a burrowing species and, like the wild boar in other parts of the country, can do significant damage to agricultural lands.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hey guys, my name is Buzz Brainerd. You may not know me, but you probably recognize my voice from the Music Row Happy Hour on the Highway on Sirius XM and mornings on Y2 Country. And I would like to invite you to join me August 10th through the 12th for the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. This is the event for the cattle business, and it's one that you do not want to miss. Come on back to Nashville and CattleCon 21. For all the details, go to convention.ncba.org, and I'll see you here.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Maura Bennett. Thanks for listening. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Not much movement in stock futures before this morning's Wall Street opening bell. The market trading in a narrow range so far this week, ahead of Thursday's release of the Consumer Price Index for May. The market apparently not fazed by reports of a partial internet outage.
Dozens of high-traffic websites, including the New York Times, CNN, Reddit, and the British government's homepage, could not be reached. San Francisco-based Fastly acknowledged a problem and said it was continuing to investigate the issue. Down Detector, which tracks internet outages, said, quote, "Reports indicate there may be a widespread outage at Fastly, which may be impacting your service."
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The U.S. trade deficit narrowed in April to $68.9 billion as an improving global economy boosted demand for American exports. With business, Arich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Kevin Durant scored 32 points that set his Brooklyn Nets halfway to the Eastern Conference Finals with a 125-86 rout at Milwaukee.
They didn't destroy us on the offensive rebound, so that showed that we were in the paint boxing out. That was an emphasis for us. We know how important game threes are, and we know that their crowd is going to be in it from the second we get on the floor for warm-ups.
Game 3 in Milwaukee Thursday with the Nets up 2-0. Phoenix defeated Denver 122-105 in the opening second-round game of that series. The Nuggets' Nikola Jokic with 22 points says Phoenix's second-half runs wiped out their leads.
I think in one moment they were on a 16-0 run. We were up 8 or 7, and they were up 7 or 8, something like that.
Game 2 is Wednesday night in Phoenix. Coming up this evening, Atlanta plays at Philadelphia. The Hawks lead the series 1-0. The L.A. Clippers play at Utah. That's game 1 of their second-round series. This is SRN Sports. The NHL playoffs, the New York Islanders skated to a 5-4 victory over Boston and a 3-2 series lead in their second-round playoff series. The Islanders have won 2 in a row to take their first lead in the series. David Pastrnak, who scored 2 goals for the Bruins, says he's frustrated with the officiating in Game 5.
Second period, you know, I think there were some calls that were made, which is absolutely fine, you know, if it's going to go both ways. Obviously, didn't feel like we were getting same calls.
Game 6 in New York Wednesday, Tyler Toffoli scored at a minute 39 of overtime, lifting Montreal to a 3-2 win over Winnipeg in a four-game sweep. Tonight, it's Tampa Bay, Carolina, the Lightning up 3-1. Vegas at Colorado, that series tied at 2. Interleague play from Monday saw Boston defeat Miami 5-3. The Red Sox are a season-high 14 games over 500 at 37-23. In the American League, it was the LA Angels 8, Kansas City 3. In the National League, San Diego topped the Chicago Cubs 9-4. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for today: I saw an ad for burial plots and thought to myself, this is the last thing I'll ever need. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.